which the Rambam paskins the halacha in the first parak of Hilchos Tshuva. So it's apropos the time of year in many, many different ways. So chatas vashem vatayim mechaprim, of course, as the Rambam points out, this is only true im hatshuva. Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprim im hatshuva. Tshuva mechaperes al veros kalos al ase ve'alos ase al ha-chamuros hitola ad sheyavo yom ha-kippurim v'yechaper. So what's clearly evident in the Mishnah, what the Rambam goes on to elaborate, is the idea that there's a different structure that exists for purposes of kapara depending on the relative gravity and severity of the transgression. So there are really four levels that we have to be aware of. One of them is dealt with in the immediate sense. Chazal say, Inu zaz misham ad shemochel lo, that once a person does tshuva, it immediately achieves a total expiation and even erasure of the sin. Ad shemochel lo, mechila is a very high level of forgiveness. And that would apply to, let's say, if I failed to do a mitzvah saseh, so, and then I repented of it, or I did a lav that wasn't in any way associated with malchus, so the tshuva would come right away. Once you get into a lav sheishbo malchus, whether it's, let's say a lav sheishbo maisa is an important tnai there, it can't be nitak laseh, it's not something that you have to pay for, nitam the teshlumin, many different, not a lav shebichlalo, so it's a direct violation. An explicit violation. For that, tshuva is what we call tola, and Yom Kippur is mechaper. So the tshuva holds the consequence in abeyance, and then Yom Kippur will come in and will serve as the basis of mechila. It could be even worse than that, because a gradation worse than a lav sheish b'malkos, shalokin aleha, would be what we call the chamuros, that are affiliated with the Nisr Kares, the Nisr Misa Spezden, Nisr Misa Bidei Shamayim. So for these things, it's insufficient to have tshuva and Yom Kippur, but there needs to be an experience of Yisurin. One of the ideas of a tzom that we're experiencing right now is it's self-inflicted Yisurin. We hope that, if we take Yisurin on ourselves, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stay his hand and he'll say, okay, if you're offering already, I'll accept, relatively minimal Yisurin relative to what can come. But there is a lower Madrega than that, or if you will, a higher Madrega, depending on one's perspective, where Tshuva and Yom Kippur and even Yisurin are insufficient, and that is what is not dealt with explicitly in the Mishnah, but the Rambam references it by inference here, which is in the Aveir of Chil Hashem. The Aveir of Chil Hashem is so severe that the only possible expiation of the Aveir of Chil Hashem is through Misa. So a person could do tshuva on an annual basis. A person could experience many Yemei Kippurim. A person could suffer extensive Yisurin. But when it comes to the Aveir of Chil Hashem, the only time we could say that the Aveira has truly been niskaper is through Misa itself. The Rambam is very clear about that. Paskins that lehalacha, as I mentioned, in Hilchos Tshuva, which is, again, a very critical perspective for all of us. You would think that the worst thing a person can do is to, be guilty of a capital crime. But halacha does not conceptualize it that way. Capital crimes are very bad. This isn't to say those aren't bad, but what's even worse is to cause a desecration, to cause the name of Hashem to be seen in a bad light at various levels. So for that, the stakes are really that much higher, and that really puts Chil Hashem at the very top of our, a value system, so to speak. And we understand very well why the gravity of Chil Hashem is what it is. We exist in this world to bring honor and glory to Hashem, Abdi Yisrael Asher Bechayas Pa'ar, and when we fail in that respect, the failure is really a very dramatic one. It cuts against the very basis of our existence and why we're here in the first place. Kol Masha Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ve'olamo Lichvodo Bira'o, it was to bring honor, and if we, God forbid, do the opposite, if we bring denigration and debasement, so that really is the worst thing a person could do. But even there's the possibility of kapara, but only through Misa itself. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashi, Ritz Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos.